Ches Amid Beis, the last Mishnah. Ein bein Sfarim l'tfilin u'mezuzas, ela sh'asfarim nechtav m'chol lashon. So there's no difference between Sfarim, which Rashi says is referring to Tanakh. There's no difference between Sfarim and tfilin u'mezuzas, but the Sfarim can be written in any lashon. Any language that you want, the Tanakh can be written. And I'll still have kedusha of svarim. With tefillin and mezuzas, ena nechtaves el ashuris. But tefillin and mezuzas can only be written in ksav ashuris, which is the arksav that's found in the Sefer Torah. Reb Shimon Gamliel aimer af besvarim loy hitiu sheyichtuv el yavanas. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that no, even the svarim that we're talking about, it cannot be written in any language that you want. The only language that they allowed it to be written in is yavanas, Greek. Dr. Gemara, Hala Toifron Begidin Latamas Yadayim. So we said that the difference between Sfarim and Tefillin and Mezuzas is what language they can be written in. So the Gemara is saying, Hala Toifron Begidin Latamas Yadayim, but to tie them with Gidim, specifically Gidim, that they tie the Amudim together. Ulatamas Yadayim, and also if that the fact that they can be metame your hands, Zevzeshavin, both of them are equal, meaning Sfarim, Tanakh, Sifrei Tanakh, and Tefillin and Mezuzas, they're both metame Yadayim, and they both need Tfira, Begidim. Then the Gemara said, Sfarim Nechtam Chol Lashon. So the Mishnah said that Sfarim can be written in any Lashon. That was the Tanakhama, and Reb Shimon Gamliel argued and said, that no, Sfarim is only mutter to write Yavanis. For Minhu, we have Akasha, Mikra, Shekosvu, Targum. The Targum, Shekosvu, Mikra, if let's say a certain part of the Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, which is called Mikra, and certain parts of the Torah is written in Targum. So the Gemara, the Rashi just gives you an example. One place in the Torah that's written in Targum, which is written in Targum, he says, is like the pasuk of Yigar Sahadusa, right? So that was by the treaty between Yaakov and Lavan. So Yaakov called it Galed, right? And Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. So that's Targum. So if somebody wrote that Yigar Sahadusa, he wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh. Or if I could, let's say any part of Lashon HaKodesh he writes in Targum. So, Mikra Shekosu Targum, Targum Shekosu Mikra, Uksav Ivri, and also a different type of Ksav, not Ksav Ashuris, but something called Ksav Ivri. Eina Metame Es Hayidayim Ashiach Tevedem Ksav Ashuris, I'll say for the Yai. There's nothing special about it, it's not Metame your hands, until it's written with Ksav Ashuris, Allah Sefer Ubid Yai. It has to have those three conditions in order for it to be metame yadayim, in order for it to be considered a sefer. Now, our Mishnah said, the Tanakhama said that Sfarim can be written in any lashon. So Hakam over here is saying that it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. So Amar Rava like Kasha. Kan begufan shalanu, and they changed on the side of mine to gifan. Kan begifan shalanu, kan begifan shalahem. One's talking about our type of ksiva, meaning the Mishnah that says that you can write Sfarim in any Lashon, that's talking about where you did not change the Ksav. The Ksav is still Ksav Ashuris. You're just writing it in a different Lashon. So then any Lashon is Mutter as long as you're writing in Ksav Ashuris. But the Braisa that says that it's not considered like it has Kedusha, so then that's talking when you actually change the Lashon. Right. Amalei Abaya, so then Abaya says, so Abaya is back, V'maya kimta lahi begufan shalahen. So now that you're telling me that a braisa is talking about where you wrote it in their language and not in their ksav and not our ksav, meaning not a ksav ashuris. So my yiri mikra shakosvu targum, targum shakosvu mikra. So who cares? The fact that the Mishnah says Mikra Shekosvu Targum, that the Braisa specifically says Mikra Shekosvu Targum, and Targum Shekosvu Mikra, Afilu Mikra Shekosvu Mikra, even if you're just writing regular Torah, Mikra, Lashon HaKodesh, V'Targum Shekosvu Targum, and also the Targum Shekosvu Targum, Nami, it's not going to work. Dok Tani Achich Tavenu Ashuris, I'll say for the Yai. The Braisa says it has to be written Ksavashuris. So why is the Braisa saying specifically Mikra Shakosu Targum Targum Shakosu Mikra if you're telling me that the guy didn't write it in Ksavashuris? So then it's always going to be, it's always not going to be have any Kedusha. So he says, the Braisa says, Eloi Kashina. So it's really not Shver. He's not going to go back onto the what the tarets that we just gave. He's going to say different tarets. Harabonon Harab Shim Megamliel. The Mishnah that says that the Sfarim can be Nichtav M'chol Lashon, that's going according to the Rabbanan. Right? Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is arguing, and even in the Mishnah. And the Braisa is going in according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you're right, it's Taka Machlaikis between our Mishnah and the Braisa. But then the Gemara asks, see Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ha'iki Yavanis. But if it's according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't have to be written B'Ksav Ashuris, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah said that it can be written in Yevanis. So how come the Braisa, if the Braisa is truly Rav Shimon Gamliel, then he shouldn't have said that it can only be, it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris? Because even if it's written in Ksav Yevanis, it would be fine. Eloi Kasha. So no, that's, you can't just say that once the Rabbanan, once Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kan b'Sfarim, kan b'Tfilin u'Mezuzos. Now one's talking about Sfarim, meaning the Mishnah the Mishnah that says that Sfarim can be written in any Lashon, that's talking about Sfarim, like Sifrei Tanakh. But the Braisa that says that it cannot be written in any Lashon, that's talking about Tefillin and Mezuzos. Because if you look at the Braisa, it doesn't really say what it's talking about. It just says, Mikra Shekos V'Tagman. We made the assumption that it's talking about Sfarim. So now we're saying, no, it's really talking about Tefillin and Mezuzos. So Tefillin and Mezuzos, my time. How come Tefillin and Mezuzos has to be written Ksav Ashuris Al Sefer B'Diyoy? Mishun Duchsiv B'Hu V'Hayu B'Havi Yoyisan Yehu. The Pasuk says, V'Hayu. So there, that we learn out from there, which is talking about Tefillin Mezuzos. However, it is written in the Torah. That's how it has to be written in the as Tefillin Mezuzos. It cannot be written any ksav that you want. So my targum shakosu mikra ika. But then, if you're going to tell me that this Bryce is talking about Tefillin and Mezuzos, where do you have in Tefillin and Mezuzos where you have Targum that's written as Mikra? How is it ever Shaykh? You don't have any Targum in the Parshias of Tefillin and Mezuzos. Bishlama Taira Ika Yar Sedusa. Like we said, Bishlama, if when we say Sfarim, we're talking about the Taira, Tanakh, so then there we know that there's Yigar Sedusa, which is written in Targum. Elahacha Mai Targum Ika. But over here, what type of targum is there that the Braisa would have to tell you that if you wrote the targum as ksa, as mikra, it would be no good? So it's not shaykh that the Braisa is talking about tefillin and mezuzos. Ela loy kasha. No, it says no kasha. Kan b'megillah, kan b'sfarim. One's talking about the Megillah, meaning the Braisa is talking about the Megillah that it has to be written in ksav ashuris, and the Mishnah is talking about sfarim. Megillah, my time. So Megillah, what's the reason? My time. Why does it have to be written in Ksav Ashuris? Dichsiv ba kichsav mechol shaynam. So it says, because it says kichsav mechol shaynam, my targum. So then what is the targum? Shekosvu mikra. What do you have? What do you have in the Megillah? Targum shekosvu mikra. Amar Rav Papa v'nishma pizgam hamelech. Pizgam is targum. So if you write pizgam instead of as targum, you change the word into Lashon HaKodesh, that would be no good. He learns that it's from the Lashon of Yikar. The Yikar is the Lashon of targum. If you change Yikar into Lashon of Lashon HaKodesh, then that would be the problem. Rav Ashi Amar says no. He's learning the Braisa differently. To answer the kasha from the Mishnah and the Braisa, he ends the difference. Really, it's going back that it's really all Rav Shimon Gamliel. That really, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Braisa. And ki tanyu hahi, meaning the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and the Braisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel. And this is how he's answering, ki tanyu hahi b'shar sfarim. When is the Braisa saying that it has been Ksav Ashuris? It's talking about other sfarim. Rav Yehudahi, and it's going according to Yehuda, the Tanya. I'm going to see where Yehuda sheet in a second. Tefillin and mezuzos ain't nechtavim el ashuris. Tefillin and mezuzos have to be written in ashuris. Rabbi Seinu hitiru yavanis, and the Rabbi Seinu, which is referring to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's mater even ksav yavanis. Ay, how can you tell me that you can even write tefillin and mezuzahs in Ksav Yevanos? V'aksiv v'hayu. Like we had the drasha before, v'hayu, that it has to be written, v'havi yosin yehu, that it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. Ela ema, no, really you have to be gayr or something else in the braisa. Svarim nechtav m'cholashim. Don't learn tefillin and mezuzahs in this braisa. Really, you should take out tefillin and mezuzahs and learn svarim. Svarim nechtav m'cholashim. Rabbi Seinu, Hitiru Yevanis, and the Rabbi Seinu, meaning Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was matir to write Svarim in Yevanis. So the Gemara says Hitiru Mechlav Tanakama Aser. When the Rabbi Seinu are saying that it's mutter to write in Yevanis, it's mashma the Tanakama, it would be Aser to write in Yevanis. And that's not mashma because it says Nechtav Mechaloshin. Ela Ema Rabbi Seinu Loi Hitiru Sheyichtavu El Yevanis. No, what it means to say is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was not matir to write in any lashon. Only Yevanis. Okay, so that's the Braisa, but we're now through Rabbi Yehuda. V'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afkeshe Etir Rabbi Seinu Yevanis. Rabbi Yehuda says, this that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that it's mutter to write Svarim in Ksav Yevanis, lo yetiru ela b'sefer Torah. He always only matter to write the Ksav Yevanis of the Sefer Torah, Mishum Maisa the Talmid Melech. And because of a specific story that happened with Talmid Melech, that's why he was matter to write it in Ksav Yevanis. But all the other Svarim cannot be written in Ksav Yevanis. So therefore, the Braisa, that we had a kasha from the mission to the Braisa, you could say that the Braisa is going according to Rishim Gamliel. We asked that how can it be Rishim Gamliel, from Rishim Gamliel is matted to writing Yevanis, and the Braisa only says that it can be written in Ksav Ashuris. No, because the Braisa is talking about other Svarim, not Sefer Torah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rishim Gamliel's opinion that the Ramat of writing Yevanis is only going by Sefer Torah and not by the other Svarim of Tanakh. So meaning the Vim Ksuvim could be written, it can only be written in Ksav Ashuris. Now, what's the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech? Maihi. What's the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech? The Tanya is a Braisa. Maisa of Talmei HaMelech, Shekina Shivim Ushnaim Zakenim. He got together 72 Zakenim, and he brought them into 72 different houses. He didn't tell them why he was gathering them together. And then he went into each one. He said, then he told each individual person, write me a copy of the Sefer Torah in Ksav Yevanis. So Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'lei Kolecha V'Echad Eitzah. So Hashem put an Eitzah in each one of them, each one of their hearts. V'eskimu Kulam Das Achas. They all decided to do a certain thing when they were writing the Torah. V'kasvula, they wrote for him, and we're going to see all these psukim they changed so that they wouldn't. The Talmid Melech wouldn't have a taina or any type of claim that there's maybe avodah zara or other claims you can have if you don't understand more deeper the pshatim in the Torah. So the first thing they changed was the Bereishis Bara Elokim. So they changed that to Elokim Bara Bereishis, because it sounds like from Bereishis Bara Elokim that maybe Bereishis is the name of a person, a name of a god. Bereishis Bara Elokim. So it sounds like there's two Rishuyais. So therefore they changed it to Elokim Bara Bereishis, that Hashem created in the beginning. Then the next pasuk, instead of saying Na'asa Adam, they changed it to E'asa Adam, because Na'asa sounds like we will make Adam again. It sounds like there's another God that Hashem is working with. So that's why it says Asa Adam. That's why they changed it to Asa Adam Talmud of the Mus. And then the next thing they changed was Vayichal Bayoim Hashvi. The pasuk really is Vayichal Bayoim Vayichal Akim Bayoim Hashvi Melachta Yashirasa. Instead they changed it to Vayichal Bayoim Hashishi, because it would sound like if he says they finished on the seventh day, it sounds like there's a certain Malacha that was done on the seventh day, which is Shabbos. They would say, oh, you see, Hashem did work on the seventh day. Really, the drasha that Rashi says, really the drasha that the Chachamim said, is that Hashem actually created Menucha. Ba Shabbos, ba Menucha, that Hashem created Menucha for Shabbos. Okay, so that's what they changed. But they wouldn't understand that. So, the next thing that he changed was that the Pasuk says, Zachar unekeva baram. And they changed it to Zachor in the cave of Bar-Oi, that he created them, or him, with Zachor in the cave. Baram is mashma, that there's Hashem created two separate gufim, and each guf he created Zachor in the cave. Each guf had a Zachor in the cave part to them. And really, and some other part of the psukim sounds like he just created Adam. So that's why they changed it to Baram, and that he created them. Instead, Baroi, he created him, meaning Adam, only Adam. Hava erida ve'evelo sham svasam. And then there's another pasuk which is talking about the Hashem came down and says, Hava nerda ve'navasham. Let us go and mix up their languages. That was when they built the tower to, you know, to go against the Rabbanu Shalom. So instead of saying again that we will go down, he said Erida. They changed it to I will go down. Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba. The next pasuk was Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, and they changed it to Vatitzchak Sara Bekreiveha. Because why? If you leave it off Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, you would think that hey, how come Hashem is being so hard on Sarah as opposed to Avram? Avram also left. So they changed it to Bekreiveha, which is mashma that Sarah laughed with her kraven, meaning she was spreading the word and laughing. So that's more of a reason to punish her than if you just laughed in your heart. And that's why they wouldn't have a taina on Avram, that how come Avram didn't get punished if he also laughed in his heart. And then the next one was Kipa Apam Hargu. The pasuk says Kipa Apam Hargu Ish, which is a pasuk that Yaakovina was talking about. In the end of Bereishis Vayichi, so he's talking about Shimon and Levi. He's saying Kiva Apam Hargu Ish, and they change it to Kiva Apam Hargu Shar, Uvertzaynim Akru Avos. So they didn't want to say that. Look, your fathers killed people, so they changed it to Shar. They killed animals. Then also the real pasuk says that when Moshe took his wife and his children and he rode them al chamar, that's what the pasuk really says, al chamar, and they change it to al noisib ni adam. Why? Because noisib ni adam can be mashma also a gamel, a camel. And they would say, look, they would make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu if it would say chamar. They'd say, look, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a horse or a camel. He's like, you know, an Nebuch. He only had a chamar. You know, he's only driving an old Ford. He wasn't driving, the newer Lexuses. So they would make fun of him. Okay. Well, then the next pasuk says, Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu Mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba meyashana. That it says that the Klal Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And they had to change that to Umoshe v'nei Yisrael asher yashvu Mitzrayim u'b'shar ratzais. They have to change that to include other lands also, because they would say, hey, look, if we make the simple cheshbon that the Klal Yisrael did not obviously stay in Mitzrayim for 400 years. So that's why we have the drushes to tell us it really is referring to all of the time that they were in Galus, not just Mitzrayim. So therefore, they actually just put those words in. They added those words. Then the next pasuk said, Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael v'yalu oilis. So here they changed it to Vayishlach is Zatute b'nei Yisrael, because they would think that when it was talking about Kabbalah Satira, they would think that look, it's a Gnai that they sent the little kids. Vayishlach is Nare b'nei Yisrael. So therefore they changed it to Zatute, which is a Lashon of the Chashuva people b'nei Yisrael. And also V'yalatzile b'nei Yisrael Shalach Yadai, also in the Pasuk says V'yalatzile, it changes it to V'yalatzute also to show that it's the Chashivis b'nei Yisrael Shalach Yadai. And then another pasuk, the pasuk really says lechamor by Moshe, when Moshe got angry at Adas Kairach. So he said lechamor echad mehem nasasi. And here they change it to lechemet echad mehem nasasi. Because if they would leave it as lechamor echad, they would say, oh, he never took a donkey, but maybe he took other stuff from them. So he says lechemet echad mehem, I didn't even take anything. Then the next pasuk says, shechalak Hashem lekecha, the pasuk says, asher chalak. Maybe you will see, he was talking about, maybe you'll see the Shemayim and you'll see the sun and the stars and all the Tzvah Shemayim, and then you're going to bow down to them. kol hashamayim. So they changed it to asher chalak hashem agecha atem lahair l'chol amim. Because otherwise they would, if it would say shechalak hashem l'kecha for you, that you would think, oh, the guy for you, you can't serve the avodah zarah, but Gayim could serve the avodah zarah. So they don't want them to think that. So therefore, that's what they left it as. They changed it to lahair l'chol amim, that you're supposed to teach the amim not to serve these avodah zarahs. Then vayelach vayaved l'kim acherim asher lo tzivisim l'avdam. The next pasuk that they changed, it says vayelach vayaved l'kim alehim acherim vayishtachvu lahem. And that you will go and serve these other gods. So he says, if we would just leave it as that, it would be mashma that asher lo tzivisi, that I did not command, and you would think that asher lo tzivisi means I did not command for them to be in existence, and they were existing anyway. What does that mean? That means that Rabban Hashem doesn't have kayach over them. So he had to change them to, they had to change it to asher lo tzivisi la'ov them. Because for Lai, also they changed as Tsi'ira Saraglaim, the short footed animal, which is talking about the animals that are tameh to eat, is one of them was the Arneves. So they changed it to the Tsi'ira Saraglaim. Because for Lai is Arneves. They didn't write Arneves, but they, Sha'ishle Shal Tameh Arneves Shema, because the wife of Arneves, the wife of Talmai, well, her name was Arneves. So they that he should not say, look, they made fun of me. Yehuda made fun of me, and they put the name of my wife as one of the tameh animals. So that's why all these psukim they had to change, and all 72 people changed the same psukim exactly the way that it was. We just said. Rav Shimon says, right, even this farm, right? We said they cannot; they were not matted to write only Yevanus. I'm going to vote. I'm Rabbi Yechlan. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The halacha of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that you can only write the Sfarim, the Sifrei Tanakh, in Yevanus. My time in Shimon Gamliel. What's the reason of Shimon Gamliel? I'm across the pasuk says Yafta lekim liyefes v'yishka in baalei shem. Dvarav shel yefes you baalei shem. That the words of yefes will be in the alei shem. Meaning the alei shem that they're learning Torah, so they could be, they can use the language of yefes. So the Gemara says ve'ema gaimer umagug. So why don't you say also that it's including gaimer umagug, which is not Yevanus, it's other types of languages. Amr b'chiyah b'arava, ha'inu ta'ima d'chsiv. This is the reason the pasuk says, yaftu l'kim l'yefes, yaf yusoy shal yefes yibol Hashem. It doesn't mean that any language of yefes that will be in Al Hashem, but the nicest language of yefes will be Al Hashem, which means only Yevanus. There's no difference between a kain mashuach b'shemen amishcha. When they had the shemen amishcha around, then they would anoint the kohanim with the shemen amishcha, and the kain gadol. Also the kain gadol. So it was referring to the kain gadol, and also the merubah begadim was somebody that in the bayis shadi they did not have the shemen amishcha, but they would just have somebody acting as the kain gadol. So they would call that person the merubah begadim. So there's no difference between the two. Ela Bahrabal Makala Mitzvahs. The only difference is that a Kain Mashuach, that if he said that there's a certain heter on something, which is really Chayiv Kares if you did it b'mezid, and he thought that it was mutter, and he paskin that it's mutter, and he did like his psak, he has to bring a par. So that's only shayich by a kohen that was meshuach b'shem and amishcha, but not to the room of God. He does not bring that par. Amen. Kohen meshamish the kohen shavre el pariyam mekibur maserius eifa. There's no difference between a kohen gadol that's actually being meshamish at this time to a kohen gadol that was passed over from his post. Which means that if a kohen gadol was, let's say, a kohen gadol was serving and then he got a mum, so they had to replace him. So they replaced him with a different kohen gadol. Now the original kohen gadol, let's say, gets better. So he gets to get his post back. What do you do with the other kohen gadol? So they're both, there's two kohen gadols. So there's no difference. The one's called the kohen meshamish, one who's actually being meshamish now, the original kohen gadol, and one is referring to the kohen gadol who just served for like the interim, for in between when the first kohen gadol had mum, until it passed. So the difference is that pariyam kippurim asiris eifa. That the only difference is that only one kohen gadol can bring the pariyam kippurim asiris eifa, which is the kohen that's actually being meshamish at that time. So like the gemara, halu inyan pariyam kippurim asiris eifa zevis ashavin. Going back on the first difference in the Mishnah that said that the difference between a kohen meshuach b'shem and amishcha and the meruba begadim, one that was that had the was Meshuach Hashem and Amishcha, and what was not, that Benegeya, the Pari Yom Kippur, Masiris Eifa, the Masiris Eifa was brought every day, the Pari Yom Kippur was brought on Yom Kippur, so the Zev is Ashav, and they're both equal, that they can both do it. Now, Masnisim like Rameir. Our Mishnah is not like Rameir. The Ira Meir, if it's Rameir Hatani, we learned in the Brisa, Meruba begadim may be para ba'al kol mitzvahs. The Meruba begadim could bring a para that's ba'al kol mitzvahs. The Rameir, Chacham Amir, it may be. Chacham says you cannot bring. So you see that according to our Mishnah, he says that only the Meruba begadim cannot bring the para ba'al kol mitzvahs, and Rameir holds that he could. So that's obviously our Mishnah, not like Rameir. My time with the Rameir, what's the reason of Rameir that he says that he could bring it? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Mashiach ain li al Mashuach b'shem na mishcha. The Pasuk, which is talking about that, see what he's talking about, the Kohen Mashiach, and that is only talking about someone who's Mashuach b'shem na mishcha. Meruba begadim b'naim, how do you know to include even someone who just was not made the Kohen Gadol with shem na mishcha? Tamalaymer ha-Mashiach, the Pasuk is ha-Mashiach. So now the Gemara is like Rameir. Now you're telling me that the Mishnah is not like Rameir. Aim a Seifa. I'll tell you the Seifa. Ain bein kain mishamish the kain shavar el parim gemaras yer Seifa. Right? The Brisa and the Mishnah. I'm sorry. The Mishnah said at the Seifa that there's no difference between a kain mishamish the kain shavar except the parim yom kippurim yer Seifa. Halachol the reim zavish shavish shavin. But for every other thing, he is could be the kain gadol. I mean, the kain that was just the kain gadol that was just working as the interim kain gadol. He could do other things that are negay only for kain gadol, and just he's just limited from doing the parim yom kippurim yer Seifa. So that's us in the Rameir. That is going according to Rameir, the Tanya. Either by Psul, Mina Kohen Acher Tachlev. If let's say Psul happens in the Kohen Gadol, and therefore you appointed a different Kohen to be the Kohen Gadol instead of him. Risha and Chayz Lavidasai, Sheni, Kalmas is Kuna Gadela Alav. The second one also, he's still considered a second a Kohen Gadol. The Rameir, Rabbi Yasiyam, no, Risha and Chayz Lavidasai, Sheni, any red like Kohen Gadol, like Kohen Hadyat. The second one is not considered a Kohen Gadol and not a Kohen Hadyat. That this story happened and it was a psul with the kohen gadol, and they appointed somebody else instead of him, and then he got better. The second one is kind of like in limbo. He cannot be a kohen, and he cannot be a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol, he cannot be mishum eva. You can't have two kohenim gadolim serving at the same time. They're going to cause eva between each other. Kohen hadya mishum mayim lekodesh lamaridim. You cannot serve as a kohen hadya because once you go up in kodesh, you can't go down. So now what do you have here? But you see that Rameir was the one that said that he does return to a Kohen Gadol, which is like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said he does return to a Kohen Gadol, but he just cannot do the Parayim Kippur Metzir Seifa. So now what do you have? You have Reish Rabbanim and Seifa Rameir. So you have the Reish is going to the Rabbanim, when it's talking about the difference between a Kohen Mashuach and a Meruba Begadim, and the Seifa is going to Rameir. How can that be? Amr Chizda in, no problem. That can be Reish Rabbanim, Seifa Rameir. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi He. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the Mishnah is really Rabbi. The Nasiv Aliba the Tanai. And he just said, he held, like in the Reisha, like the Rabban, and then he held in the Seifa, like Rameir.